Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
JP, let's hop right into Quick Hits, and farewell, Miles Straw. That's either a fond farewell or a don't let the door hit you, depending on what kind of Guardians fan you are. Despite being off the 40-man roster, the Guardians trading Straw with cash and international pool space, that's international minor league free agent space, to Toronto for cash or a player to be named later. Are you a fan of this trade from the Gardos?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I have like 7 million Miles Straw thoughts, and it's the only time to get them off now, I guess. Everyone raves about Antonetti and Chernoff, but we have to admit that that is one of the more lopsided in a bad way trades that they've ever done. Miles Straw for Yiner Diaz. That one goes on their miss card.
So that and the Tobias Myers for Caminero are awful trades. There's just no...
They've had a couple of them.
Yeah, that one hurts, but...
They've had multiple Diazes that went on to be great.
So it was that and then signing Miles Straw to the extension. So yeah, it was twofold.
$25 million. It was funny last year... After it was, you know, he was going to go down to the minors, and he was sitting there, and the camera had this video of him and Antonetti hanging out at the ballpark together and just kind of like just being friends. And I'm like, I'd be friends with Antonetti too. Gave me $25 million when I didn't deserve anywhere close to $25 million.
The credit I will give is you erase that mistake. That's smart. Whether you spend that money or not, you erase that mistake, and I think that's important. I still think Miles can be is a big leaguer. You just can't have him in this. He needs to be in like a New York or a Toronto where he can go out there, and if he goes through his I'm going to hit a .130 phase, you just sit him and it's not killing you, right?
I think he's done.
I think that's what I totally understand what you're saying. That he just like in Toronto, you've got Guerrero, you've got Bichette. It looks like they're going to try and sign Santander. They've been working on that for a while. I think you've got enough bats, like in really good lineups, you can hide a guy like that, and then they can get back to who he was before all the nonsense, unless the confidence just shot. But I think it's a smart deal by the Guardians and to be commended.
Omaha! All right, we have the get-in price now for the national title game. It's up to over $2,100 just to get in is insane. I mean, they're going to wrap you in the rafters up at the very, very top for $2,100. Some of the other tickets, most expensive is $23,600. It is averaging about $4,500, the most expensive college football title game since at least 2011, Nick.
Yeah, this was as predictable as it could be, given that it was Notre Dame versus versus Ohio State, right?
Well, we talked about, I mean, it's big brand on big brand, which is obviously a big deal. And anytime either one of these teams are involved, it's going to be massive. I just can't believe to be tied up in one of the banners. You could say $2,500, $2,100. That's insane.
This is too rich for my blood. Not because... just because of the money. It's because what if you go and the game is just a blowout?
A blowout. Imagine being a Notre Dame fan and you just get
dog-walked. Oregon or Tennessee 2.0.
You paid for the flight. You paid for the hotel. You did all this. And then you paid at least $2,100 per ticket to get in. And you just watch your team get destroyed.
When I pay like $60 to go to a game and my team gets dog-walked, I walk out of there in a funk for the next half day. I can't imagine traveling somewhere, then paying for the ticket, then that. And listen, I actually think it's going to end up being a fun game, at least in the first half. But that's just, I mean, if you have $23,000?
That's for the most expensive ticket, yeah.
I just, God bless you.
I mean, listen, I'm
a little jealous. God bless you, though.
I get the $23,000 one because you're a billionaire. You got money. It's fun money. You have enough. Who's paying $2,500, $2,100 and just being like, yeah, this is my disposable income?
Yeah, for nosebleeds.
Omaha!
College Football 2025, the best-selling video game ever, but the video game has not been positive across the board. Marshall turned Southern Miss head coach Charles Huff told coaches at the AFCA conference the biggest issue he ran into last year wasn't NIL or social media, but players complaining about their ranking on the College Football 2025 game, which brings me to, if you're a college coach, like, do you need to have, like, hey, I have a specific assistant who makes $30,000 a year, and his only job is to have people walk into his office and say, I'm a 70? Like, how do you combat this? Because basically Charles Huff was saying it's just a time issue. Because it's just like this perpetual thing that guys just couldn't get over their low college football ranking. I think it's, I just don't know why you'd care.
I would care. I wouldn't complain to people about it. Maybe I would, like family members. If I had a low college football rating and I was playing in college football and I thought, let's say I was like a 90 in the speed category, which is not reflective of real life at all. But if I had like a 90 in the speed category, but I thought I was like a 96, like one of the fastest people on planet Earth, I'd be like, this stinks.
They don't even
know what they're watching.
Listen, as long as the NIL money's rolling in, and as I'm going to go ahead and say, as an athlete, you can have just about any co-ed you'd like, I think I'd be happy. Like, this is the 1% of concerns that you could have.
I mean, NFL players complain to Madden. That's why they have like the Maddings and adjusters on the sidelines.
I'm an Adonis. I make boku money playing college football. I can have any woman I want. But you know, I got to be honest with you. My Madden rating, I think it's 2 points too low. I think maybe you should grow up a little bit.
Have you played the game?
No. I haven't bought a PS5, and I want to so badly. But I might just be holding out for 2026.
Yeah, I haven't played the game either. I haven't played a football video game, and like it's been 15 years.
I've just put it off too long, but I want to. I love college football. Just NCAA football, now college. I just love the game so much. More so than Madden, which is wild because I'm more of a NFL guy.
Everyone talked about how much they were so excited for the game, and I don't ever hear anyone talking about them playing the game.
That's the best. Oh, my little brother tells me all the time.
I'm sure people do. It's pretty popular. No one in my life is ever like us and sitting down to play some college football.
Well, that's good because that means they're doing it, but they're not talking about it. That's like talking about your fantasy football team.
Omaha!
Tom Brady's got a conflict of interest, and it's going to take center stage during the Commanders and the Lions game. When Brady works the game, it's going to have Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson on one side and the defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn there as well. Do you feel like Tom Brady should tell his Fox audience ahead of time, I am not going to be a neutral commentator for this game. I have vested interest in potentially two people that have a wide impact into the results of this game and are on the sidelines in this game, or just don't tell anything to anyone in the audience?
It absolutely needs to be there. This is embarrassing. The idea, because remember, like, there's so many extra things. I don't know how to... I just don't know how this guy's been afforded this opportunity. He should have had to choose between either being a broadcaster or owning a team. For instance, if you want to run for governor, you're not allowed to have a broadcasting job. That was the Matt Jones thing in Kentucky a couple years ago.
Oh, Matt Jones, Kentucky Sports Talk Radio.
You kind of get kicked out of that, but you have to choose. But I guess not if you're Tom Brady. It's an awful look, especially considering the fact that now the Raiders are seen as the front runner for Ben Johnson.
Yeah, like, well, I think he's going to address it. Is it just at the very front when he does the Collinsworth slide in? Is he going to be like, listen, I own part of the Raiders. I have a complete interest in the two coordinators on the Lions. So I'm going to try to do my best not to talk about them in a positive way or a negative way.
I think every time
the audience loses there.
Every time he brings up Ben Johnson, he should say, I'm also the co-owner or part owner of the Raiders, and I have spent a lot of time talking. There needs to be some sort of disclaimer every time that Ben Johnson's mentioned.
And Brady's not gotten any better in the booth either, by the way.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, he's gotten better.
No,
you've just gotten used to how not good he is.
Yeah, he's not gotten better.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And everyone, you see the report where the report is Don Yee had said he's going to stick in the booth. And everyone's like, well, he's gotten marginally better, of course. And I was like, yeah, he's not going to walk away from $480 million.
Right, yeah.
I'm very shocked.
$30 million a year. Turns out that's good for that.
Omaha!
The Supreme Court upheld a ban requiring TikTok's parent company based in China to divest from the app. Meanwhile, the parent company has said it plans to go dark in America as of Sunday. There's some other political wrangling on this, but are you sad to see TikTok go if that's what happens?
I'm not buying that it'll actually happen. I think it'll be there on Sunday. I will be shocked if it's not there on Sunday.
I'll be
genuinely surprised if it's not there.
I would be sad to see it go, though.
Every day that it's not there is a day we find something else to replace it with, though, and you can't come back from that.
I would miss it a ton. I think it's better than
Instagram. I spend
Instagram.
More time on TikTok than any of them.
I can't do Twitter anymore. I'm sorry.
No, Twitter stinks.
I remember 5 years ago, people were like, Twitter, it's gotten so much worse. And now, 5 years later, somehow it's gotten worse. Listen, it just continues to get worse.
Twitter stinks. I never check my Instagram anymore. Facebook is... I don't even know what Facebook is at this point. They're not. Who goes there? And if you go there, it's more because you get like random news articles there than you actually do updates on people's life. TikTok is the only thing I do at this point. If it goes away, I'll just find something to replace it. Like, what's our alternative?
Isn't it like red something or other? There's blue sky. There's just a lot of stuff.
Oh, blue sky. My mom sent me something last night. She's like, I'm on blue sky now. And I'm like, I'm not joining another one.
Yeah. Now, wait. Doesn't that change if you can replace it, though?
Well, no. Blue sky isn't it. Blue sky is trying to be like Twitter.
Okay.
It's not giving me the videos.
They're replacing TikTok.
No,
okay,
they're trying to replace Twitter, not TikTok. And I told her, I'm like, I'm not joining that. She's like, you're too young to stay set in your ways. And I'm like, that's not what this is about. This is not what this is about.
Omaha!
Roger Goodell says the logical step is for the NFL to go to 18 regular season games. He is hell-bent on making it 20 total, 18 regular season with the two preseason games. This is now like the seventh time we've heard him say this is what he wants to do, which has me believing this is really what he wants to do. He needs to get NFLPA approval first, though, before you can make any of these moves before the collective bargaining agreement. But it seems like we are on the fast track to 18 regular season games.
I think I think it's really a matter of when, not if. And as a fan, if that means I cannot tell you. The only thing that I don't like about this, but I can't tell you how much I hate the preseason, how meaningless it is. And NFL guys get mad. Oh, that means something to somebody. Yeah, that's not how this works anymore. This is about, all right, how much money can we make, and can we get games that are watchable? Preseason's unwatchable.
Yeah.
So the only thing I don't like about this is that I wish they would move the start of the schedule up a little bit.
And they might play with it.
I've always been annoyed that it's like July 25th is like the start of camp. Then you know the preseason starts like 10 or 11 days later, and then there's just the void of the preseason, which stretches from almost all of August all the way to the first like 10 or 11 or 12 days of September. Bump it up a little bit.
My only concern is that it'll dilute the regular season even more. And I think we'll be fine. I think people love football enough. But I do think this year that it has tested a lot of people's patience and just how much you love football with all the different days that games are on. Like the idea that you have to watch every game doesn't exist the way that it did even a year ago.
Where's the evidence to show that, though? I mean, like the ratings have just not changed at all for them.
Well, the ratings for the most recent playoff games were actually down like 7-8 million across the board.
I really don't think that there's a limit on the thirst for football here. And maybe I've gone too hard.
I've said
in
before,
one way.
I think it's a drug. I think we're addicted to it, and that's just where we're at. But I do think when you make more games available and you spread it out over so many games, the idea that you can miss a game is more prevalent than it ever has been.
216. I don't know why I was going to throw out the phone number. You know, 216-474-0092. 18 games, too many. Ryan Roberts breaks down the quarterback class and other options at 2 for the Browns at 3:03 on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.